tragedy in Kenya has claimed the lives of nearly 50 people. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When disaster hits a country, ministries with boots on the ground are in the best position to offer hope in crisis. We'll share more on that today. Plus, we've got a story that connects a couple of shipping containers and the gospel, because good news spreads fast. That in just a few moments. But first, families in Solai, Kenya gathered last week to bury their dead. After months of heavy rain, the area was devastated earlier in the month when a nearby dam burst, flooding the communities below. Joel Musharia is the Kenya Country Director for Compassion International.
So many people are marooned by the floods. And by the time the whole flood water was passing, 48 people were dead. And so many of them were injured.
Six Compassion caregivers and a board member of the local Compassion Project are among those who lost their lives. But Compassion is helping with immediate aid as well as long-term rebuilding. And right now, they need your prayer support.
We need to continue to pray for those people who are grieving and mourning so that they are comforted and they can heal and recover and be resilient.
We've got more details on how you can come alongside Compassion in Kenya at missionnews.org. Next, we've got a follow-up story to one we shared with you yesterday. We talked about how Hollywood stuntman Stan Barrett is a fan of the Slava Gospel Association. Recently, he traveled with SGA's president, Michael Johnson, to Ukraine. Johnson says,
"And we spent time in the Chernobyl area and did some filming and ministered to the people there. Ministry that takes place both outside of the exclusion zone as well as inside the exclusion zone, which means that the exclusion zone is those villages that people are not allowed to travel because of the radiation. And then we went down to flew to Zaporozhye and then drove 4 or 5 hours to certain villages that are being directly impacted by the war."
The men also traveled close enough to the war in eastern Ukraine they could hear the fighting.
Part of what we want to do is update a video that we had done a number of years ago on this issue and build awareness among, you know, people that we know as well as people that he knows that have a passion for it as well. So that was one of the causes. The other cause was the people who are being displaced as a result of the war.
On top of filming, the men also shared the gospel and became the hands and feet of Christ. And they're inviting you to do the same. We've got details on the video and how you can get involved at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. So summer's just around the corner, which means kids are about to get slower schedules and a lot more free time. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids thinks that some of that time should be spent in the Bible.
We're wanting to fight biblical illiteracy through the summer months by encouraging our kids and families to read our devotional books all summer long. And in the process, we want moms and dads to be praying for us.
And that's where the Word with Zach summer reading program comes in. It's not only encouraging biblical literacy, but it's also providing some fun incentives along the way.
If you, as a kid, read our Keys for Kids devotional through the months of June, July, and August, not only will you win a prize in June if you do it every day, not only in July if you do it every day, not only in August if you do it every day, but then your name will be entered in to win this Kindle Fire.
You can join the Word with Zach program today. There's still time to get registered before June. Details and links are at missionnews.org. And misconceptions about the deaf and sign languages don't just impact society's interaction with deaf people. They also affect how well the church can serve and reach out to the deaf in carrying out the Great Commission. Beth Gray with Deaf Bible Society says one common misconception is that the sign language in a country is similar to that country's spoken language.
The interesting thing about these sign languages is that they're not really the same as the spoken languages that are used in the same country. So, for example, here in America, English and American Sign Language have a completely different grammatical structure, has different grammatical features, and it's not a word-to-word correlation.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.